Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 78 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Several area hospitals have mandated vaccines for all staff and volunteers starting this week. Fayette County Public Schools' decision to require universal masking has sparked a familiar debate. Meanwhile, Kentucky lawmakers are taking a closer look at how schools decide on their curriculum. Drug overdose deaths rose by nearly 50% in the state last year. In sports, several Moorhead State student athletes have been awarded medals of honor. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 61. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. An area hospital has mandated vaccinations for all staff and volunteers starting tomorrow. Officials with St. Clair Healthcare announced that COVID-19 vaccinations will now be required for all staff as a condition of employment. The requirement applies to all staff, volunteers, students, residents, travel staff, and healthcare professionals with facility privileges at any SCH facility. Contract workers and on-site vendors conducting business and present in any area where patient contact may occur are also included. All new hires will be required to provide proof of vaccination or initiate a vaccination series prior to beginning work. Dr. Will Milan is the chief medical officer at St. Clair Healthcare. He says it's important for everyone in the community to be vaccinated.
When you have an incompletely vaccinated population, that puts mutation pressure on the virus to get more infectious. So that means that those of us who are still susceptible pay the price for that.
St. Clair employees must have the second dose of the vaccine before October 15th in order to maintain employment. Baptist Health in Lexington is taking a stronger stance on vaccination, going beyond recommendations. With the Delta variant scrambling expectations, healthcare organizations are back weighing words like guidance, recommendation, and requirement in a bid to scale prevention efforts with an evolving threat. In this Baptist Health video from just 2 months ago, physicians are heard gently nudging employees to get vaccinated.
So I'm doing this for my family, doing it for myself, doing it for my patients, doing it for the whole community.
Now that soft sell approach is giving way to mandates. With a more transmissible virus sparking fears of another wave of infections, Baptist wants all of its remaining unvaccinated employees to roll up their sleeves. An estimated 65 to 70% of Baptist workers are currently vaccinated. The healthcare provider has yet to roll out the full details of its vaccine mandate. Baptist is joined by Louisville's Norton Healthcare, which is telling employees they need to get the shot by September 15th. Appalachian Regional Hospital officials are urging residents to get vaccinated after an alarming number of positive COVID-19 cases this week. 3 weeks ago, ARH officials said they only had 8 patient cases of COVID-19. On Monday, they said that number is nearly 10 times as many. Dr. Ferris Cotter tells WYMT getting the vaccine is the right option for anyone 12 and older.
Even if you've been vaccinated and you get COVID-19, you will have a very mild illness. It helps preventing progression to severe disease, hospital admission, and severe consequences.
Cotter says no vaccine is 100% effective, as you can still get COVID-19 if you've been vaccinated, but the chance is extremely low. Carter County Schools announced a change in their mask policy this afternoon. School officials say effective August 16th, all students and employees will be required to wear a mask while indoors and while on a bus. The district pushed back their start date by 2 weeks yesterday. The school district intended to adopt the same language as the CDC and strongly recommend masks for students and teachers while inside. However, since that time, Carter County has had an increase in the number of school-age children that have tested positive for COVID-19. In a Facebook post this afternoon, school officials say the rising number of cases directly impacted their decision to alter the masking policy from a recommendation to a requirement. According to school officials, they will continue to monitor the positivity rate in the community and make adjustments when needed. Fayette County Public Schools' decision to require universal masking during the upcoming school year has triggered an all-too-familiar battle over competing interests. It was a debate Fayette County school leaders had hoped would be a memory by this fall, but thanks to the emergence of more contagious strands of COVID-19, the question of mask mandates is once again front and center. Tuesday, Governor Andy Beshear applauded Fayette County's announcement that facial coverings would be the rule when school starts, regardless of vaccination status.
I am so proud that school system had the courage to make the right decision to ensure that our kids are in class as many days as possible.
But the news was already primed to perturb, with parents gathering last week to confront the school board on the issue.
We didn't elect the CDC. We elected you all, and we're here, and we're asking for choice.
Still, there is one bit of common ground that separates this latest outbreak from last fall. Parents on both sides of the mask debate seem generally agreed that maintaining in-person classes is a top priority. The district says masks are still a necessary tool to make that happen, while opponents see them as barriers, not just to the virus, but to the learning process. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green, 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Kentucky lawmakers are taking a closer look at how schools decide their curriculums. The discussions have begun as members of the state legislature continue to make a push against the teaching of critical race theory. Republican Representative Matt Lockett spoke with Spectrum News on the topic.
When you began to take students and divide them by race, when you begin to say that every system within America is built on the concept of racism, that becomes a problem.
The Kentucky Department of Education has informed lawmakers CRT isn't taught in any K-12 school. Besides, curriculums are created by school-based decision-making councils comprised of teachers, parents, and administrators. Democratic Representative Lisa Wilner says curriculums are decided very publicly.
We've heard these suggestions, these intimations that somehow the SBDMs aren't operating transparently, that the SBDMs are hiding curricula, and nothing could be further from the truth.
I think it has been a political distraction. I think it's been to stir up the base. I think it's been to mobilize political contributions.
A bill has yet to be filed prohibiting the teaching of CRT in classrooms. Bill Request 69 is asking for that legislation. The request is co-sponsored by Representative Richard White of Moorhead. Wallet Hub released its report on the most and least equitable school districts in Kentucky this week. Rowan, Carter, Elliott, Lewis, and Morgan County school districts rank in the bottom 40% in being least equitable. Bath, Fleming, Menifee, and Montgomery County school districts rank in the top 30% in being most equitable. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says there are benefits to making sure all school districts have equitable funding.
Students in less affluent communities will have a level playing field with students in wealthy districts. As a result, their graduation rates will increase, as well their likelihood to pursue higher education and earn larger incomes.
Average household income and average expenditures for public elementary and secondary schools per pupil were the two metrics that the rankings were based on. Drug overdose deaths rose by nearly 50% in Kentucky in 2020, according to new numbers from the State Justice and Public Safety Cabinet. WUKY's Josh James has details.
Nearly 2,000 Kentuckians died due to drug overdoses amid months of unprecedented lockdowns and record unemployment last year. The increase helped fuel a nationwide escalation in overdoses that took more than 93,000 lives, shattering all previous records. The majority of deaths in Kentucky were related to the abuse of opioids, with fentanyl and fentanyl-like drugs being cited by the state medical examiner's office as a main driver. Office of Drug Control Policy head Van Ingram said the new wave of overdose deaths is tied not only to the additional stresses brought on by the pandemic, but also by the widespread availability of potent and inexpensive methamphetamines. To help combat the problem, the Bashir administration has directed more grant funding to treatment services and recovery programs. The state also enacted new legislation aimed at making sure resources are in place to help recovering Kentuckians gain access to employment and transportation. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
And taking a look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State student athletes have been honored with 34 Ohio Valley Conference Academic Medals of Honor for the 2020-21 school year. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
The Medals of Honor are awarded to the student athletes with the highest grade point averages in their respected sports. A record 354 OVC athletes were bestowed the accolades this time around, all with 4.0 GPAs. Those Eagles honored were baseball's Corey Conway, Peyton Dillingham, Bryce Hintzer, Alex Kivatka, and Jake Zielgelmir. Women's basketball, Ellie Jo Johnson, Andrea Grimes, Peyton Kennedy, and Trinity Miller with beach volleyball. Tony Cook, Michael Dunigan, a Darby Pillow, and Jacob Vulgepool with men's cross country and track. Women's cross country's Olivia Campton and Carrie Skaviski, Sarah Black, Elena Sofikok, Mackenzie Neal, and Isabella Washka with women's golf, Andrew Morris with the rifle team, soccer standouts Madison Fieldhouse, Anna Lohr, and Colin Swift. Softball's Madeline Gaylor, Peyton Jordan, Kara Kingery, Peyton Slater, and Alexis Struther, and volleyball's Andrea Grimes. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
And now taking a look at your region's weather forecast. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 83. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 64. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 84. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. Saturday night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 64. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86. And for the start of your work week, Monday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Monday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 67. And Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 89. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.